right, go ahead.
Goddamn perfectionist.
All right.
Test.
Test.
Are we all good? Fantastic.
All right.
Testies.
Okay,
I'm going. Testies are the besties.
Welcome to episode 8 of the Nerdcast podcast. I go by the name of Toner. And we have a great or just random ass show for you tonight. We'll figure it out, or today, or morning.
Dizzy Dukes, bikini tops, belly button ringing flip flops, hanging on some tailgate down the dirt road. The summertime. In July, holding her hand felt so right. Two silver lips gets me every time.
We have everybody in the house tonight. We have Big Joe Dust.
Hi, yeah.
Via satellite. We have Matt in the house.
What up, my nerds?
Jay.
Hello.
We have a home invader, Keith. He can say hello if he wants. Or just...
Hello.
Yep.
You got Aaron, too.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Don't forget me. Don't forget me.
I'm sorry. I should have introduced the woman first. It's 2015.
It usually is best when the woman goes first.
I agree. Because then you can just half-ass the rest of it.
And I'm Sound Guy Steve.
He's still never introduced.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Sound
Guy Steve. My apologies.
I'm Aaron, Jay's wife.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
He's still never introduced her. Aaron and I are sharing a microphone, not unlike a porn that I've seen.
Jay and I are sharing a microphone, very much like a porn star.
Said the home invader.
Yeah.
He brought beer, at least.
It's really weird that he's wearing a ski mask.
Wine him, dine him.
What was it? It's a good thing we're not a video podcast right now.
Dutch Rudder.
Quickly, before I get to our unofficial beer sponsor, the reason we call him Home Invader Keith. It's because we just finished recording episode 7, and we ran out of beer, of course. And if you can see by our Twitter photos and my slurring of speech, there's plenty of beer bottles on this table we're using. So we're running on all cylinders tonight. So Jay sent out a text to our coworker. He works at the same place. I don't want to say the name out loud in case I talk about how terrible it is.
And get fired.
Yeah. So he sent out an emergency text for beer because that's what this podcast runs on. And so Aaron, hashtag Jay's wife, was sitting on the couch down here in the basement. And they have a home alarm system or some chiming shit when you open the front door. It's pretty cool. So we're all downstairs and all of a sudden the door opens. But it shouldn't open because everybody's down in the basement. So the look of concern and fright on Aaron's face was quite, again, I wish we were a video podcast at times.
And I did text her ahead of time saying he was coming, but she left her phone upstairs.
And it was funny.
And as five males sat here and kept recording, she ran upstairs.
Yeah, we were all like,
I saved them all from our home invader.
It was funny. You kind of had to be here, but still, it was funny to us. That's all that matters. But anyway, let's get to our unofficial beer sponsor for episode 8 of the Nerdcast. It comes from Wisconsin. It's the New Glarus Spotted Cow.
Cheese, it's good.
Or whatever. Jesus Christ.
That's the Jay, Jesus Christ.
Jay, our resident beer snob, it's your beer. Tell us where it came from and all that crap. All
right, New Glarus is out of Wisconsin. I got a sampler pack. Tony's drinking the Spotted Cow. We have the Totally Naked and a few other random beers here. We also have the Ale Asylum Bedlam, which is a good IPA. I recommend that highly.
Tastes like an explosion in my mouth.
That's what she said.
Hey, there we go.
That's what I was going for.
But anyway, yes, up. I must say,
it's warm yet salty.
Yum.
Anyway, New Glarus. Am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah, New Glarus.
Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. I'm a fan of the Spotted Cow.
That was the nickname of a girl I went out with.
As soon as I said it,
I was going to go spotted sheep for Toner.
She had alopecia.
I knew somebody was going to chime in with something stupid, so I'm like, I knew I set it up on a tee. Oh, God. Matthew.
Sir.
What the hell is this episode about? Because I really don't know.
We're going to talk about Joe Dust's hatred for the overuse of the term rise.
Yeah, that.
Rise? How so?
That's not the entire episode, though.
No, God, no.
That's what I was going to name our porn.
I just feel like rise is overused in everything. And there's like Rise of the Silver Surfer, ESPN Rise, Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Machines.
Rise of the Machines.
The Dark Knight Rises.
The Dark Knight Rises.
We got Gus Johnson going, Rise and Fire.
Yeah, Rise and Fire.
So
I just,
what is your, what is it? Who cares?
Well, fuck off, Aaron.
Who invited you to this podcast anyway?
No, I
just have against Rise.
I feel like it's like one of those trendy like words right now that you're going to see like within a span of 8 to 10 years that every other movie has
should
the word
insult
Rise in
another,
it.
Yeah. Should I insult another demographic as well?
Who am I insulting with the demographic fucking Rise? The guys fucking, that can't get boners?
Fucking hipsters, I guess.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, hipsters.
Yeah, no, I can't, like, there's every other movie's named Rise, and I want to know why. You guys can't think of anything else?
Because Hollywood has no, they have no originality.
Yeah, say that again.
Get creative.
Yeah, hashtag get creative. Says the girl in hashtag pajama pants.
The rise of vegetable in space, yeah.
I just put dough in the oven, hashtag rise.
Well, what about 300 Rise of the Empire sex scene?
Well, that
one's
okay.
Oh, my God. All right, I made the mistake of renting that movie.
I watched it on HBO.
But it was through DirecTV Cinema, so yeah. I actually paid like $5.99 for that.
Porn based on 300?
No, not.
Oh, no, not that. Sorry.
But, sure but there was a scene in that that could have easily fit into the porn you're talking about. It was pretty racy for just a regular R-rated movie.
Well, that Rise of an Empire.
Yeah, the 300 sequel.
Am I wrong? Sucked. Everything has the word rise in it now.
The porn's
allowed for that, though. Porn's allowed
pants.
For that, though.
Well, porn's okay. That's different, though. Porn, you almost expect it to be like a copycat. I just
if
feel
it doesn't
like
rise in
just
porn,
not original anymore. Like they want to like put the word rise in to make us feel like even the Atlanta Hawks, their basketball team, or no, maybe it was the Portland Trail Blazers. It was one of them, and they were like, "Rise with us." I'm like, "Fuck you."
I don't want to rise with you.
I don't want to rise with you.
You just want to stay level.
I want to wake up with a flaccid schlong. All right, I got off track.
Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
So we delved into the psyche of Joe Dust for a while there in regards to...
We're all a little scarred.
He does have a point, but it still goes to Hollywood. They're... just as bad as corporate America. It's not about originality anymore. It's not about art. It's like, will this piece of shit make money? Yes. Sold.
But, talking about Rise, and Tony said it has a point.
That's fucking hilarious. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I kid.
Edit that in post. That was kind of scary.
Oh, we're leaving that in.
Jesus.
Rise of the Jesus. Yeah, I think that's like the New Testament.
That is the ultimate.
I think Mel Gibson did that one already.
How do the Jews feel about that kind of rise?
Oi, a schmeckle. I don't know. Do you have a bagel you want to throw over my way? Like a match, just like nodding his head, like, yes, go on.
My people. My people.
So I'm sitting here thinking, what would we call these? Like, what would they? All I can think of is the coming of, right? The coming of. But that wouldn't be good either.
Well, you just made me rise.
That wouldn't be good either.
Actually,
rising comes before that.
That almost needs to be the episode. The rise. This episode is Rise of Episode 8.
The rise preludes the coming of. Coming of will be Episode 9.
No. The rise of 9-volt pussy.
Yeah. Episode 9, the coming.
Yes, 9-volt pussy. We'll talk about 9-volt pussy. Yeah, easy, Toner. Yeah, easy.
After we wrapped, well, we had some technical difficulties before we recorded episode 7. And,
what the fuck? You look like that ape that, like, learned sign language, Steve.
Sorry, we have
Amy. What was it from the one with the diamonds?
Amy Jungle!
We have to paint a picture for the people who can't see because we're not a video podcast. Steve was flailing his arms like the fucking guy in Team America. You know what I mean?
It's me. It's me.
He's saying, "Kiss me." Congo was the movie with Amy. Yeah.
All I was trying to say is hold the microphone to your fucking mouth, okay?
Oh. Brotherly love. Oh, my God. Brotherly love.
Have you ever guys heard a murder live on a podcast?
Just keep talking, bitch. Let's go.
The first ever podcast with a fight and a slaughter. Love it.
I don't know. What was I talking about?
You were going to get to the technical difficulties of how we named this.
Oh, episode. Yeah. 9-volt pussy. Yet. Sorry. Yeah. So there's some technical difficulties with our... Awesome.
Oh, yeah. 9-volt.
Yeah. Okay. So we had some technical difficulties with our wireless microphones because we're fucking hardcore like that. We use wireless mics. I'm like, you got something you want to say? I got sound guy Steve rolling his eyes and everything I say. Do you have a script? I'm
have
sorry.
Have you heard yourself?
Fuck.
9-volt pussy.
I keep getting off topic. I'm sorry. Our sound guy / equipment manager who brings us faulty shit. We had 9-volt batteries that apparently were dead or not charged or, you know, bought from a fucking dollar store. So we were trying to charge them. We had to have Jay's wife make an emergency run for, you know, she leaves the gym. And buys beer and like 9-volt batteries.
And Bob, the creepy neighbor, didn't have any either.
I'm sure. We'll get to Bob later, you fucking asshole.
He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Sorry. Bob eyeball fucked me from the moment I parked in the street.
I wanted to eyeball fuck him because he parked in my spot.
Jay said it was all right. I backed up with him. I told him, did he want me? He goes, Aaron, can park in the street.
He had to unload equipment.
He did not say Aaron can park. He said that bitch can park in the street.
It was hardcore.
He sounded really hardcore in front of all of us. Yeah.
Thug life.
It wasn't that. It was that Bob looked at me and he licked his lips. I'm just kidding, Bob.
Nothing but love, Bob. Nothing but love.
I don't think Bob will listen, but even if he does, I didn't get it. Just the moment we got out of the car until we walked into Jay's driveway,
I don't think Bob listens to podcasts because I had him playing out while I was working on the pool one day, and it was a Nerdist one, and they were talking about butt sex, and he's like, what? I'm like, I'm going to pause it real quick.
Bob's an older guy.
Bob. Yep. He's old. Kind of like Phyllis. Right, Joe?
Yep. Hope you're in jail, Phyllis.
But, so anyway, Steve, the sound guy, had an interesting way to test these 9-volt batteries that we use in these wireless mics to make sure they worked. And apparently, if you're crazy, you can stick the 9-volt batteries on your tongue to test if there's any charge to them.
That one's dead.
Yeah. So where? How do we?
So
get
basically,
where did 9-volt? I got 9-volt battery. Where did the pussy come into play?
Because he was very sensual with the battery.
Tested the same way he tested girls.
Jason, he goes, "How did you? Do you test your women that way?" I'm like, oh, yeah, it tastes good. Yeah.
He knows when he needs to send his real girl back to the factory.
I need to plug you back in.
I like when Steve covers his mouth because his mouthpiece is right by his face.
And he's turning red.
Yeah.
He just needs to test the acidity of his females. That's all. That's what he likes to do.
He's like, ooh, this one's a little bit drained. You're a dirty little whore, aren't you?
You've been used.
Aaron, what do you think about drained 9-volt batteries?
I'm just wondering what this would look like on the girls then, right? After the fact, like, I'm just going to test you out for a second. How awkward that might be.
Yep. I'm sorry, you're a little bit dead to me.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have bought Duracell.
Is it just like Chris Rock and Bigger and Blacker? You good? You good?
It could be a little bit odd, too, that I bought those batteries. And I don't know if I want him to.
Well, we did mention the fact that you were in your workout clothes and then going right afterwards to buy your 9-volts. She would have bought some vodka, too. Who knows what they would have thought at the checkout line.
She bought 9-volt batteries and kibbles and bits. Who wants the peanut butter?
People at Walgreens are like, what the? Oh God. Okay, so we talked about the overuse of RISE, 9-volt batteries, vaginas.
in what that order.
What other topics are there?
I just wanted to say that I'm holding this microphone like it's limp in between Aaron and I. I'm like a fucking chick in Bill Cosby's bed right now.
It's the only time that's happened in this house.
Right. That doesn't happen. And that microphone lasts a long time.
Oh, man.
We don't run out of Advil set off.
Been dirt in the pudding. The old
where's my Quaaludes at? Yeah.
What do you guys think about Bill Cosby? You think he's guilty? Or do you need another 40 people to come out against
come
him?
Out against him?
He's as guilty as the pudding is chocolate. Mm. That's what I'm talking about.
Jeez. Sound guys, that's enough.
He's going to J-H-E-L-L. Oh. I'm retarded.
No! Joe Dust.
We'll edit that out.
No, you will not.
No.
It's on the record.
15 minutes, 26 seconds for the first retard reference.
Right. Well, Family Guy says it, so I guess
Well, you insulted Jews before that, so you're on a roll, brother. Well,
yeah, but nobody likes Jewish people.
My soul hurts a little bit.
Where's your bag of gold?
Holy shit!
Sound guy! Oh. Fuck!
The South Park reference.
All right, next topic. Only other thing I brought to the table earlier was the fact that Hitchhikers in the year 2015.
Yeah.
Would you ever? I was driving
they have
to
Uber
work.
For that,
can we tie this into an Australian movie?
We'll tie it in. Okay. We can. But on 270 here in St. Louis, I was driving, and there's a hipster out there. He had to be a hipster because who else would fucking do this? He hitchhiked with a dry erase board, you know, with the word going west.
How do you know he's
west.
A hipster?
He had a dry erase
he
board,
he was probably
man.
A homeless dude that had $4.
How does a homeless dude... help me out.
I don't know. We're not on video.
Afford a dry erase marker and dry erase
board.
But
here's the thing.
You go to Walgreens and they don't cost very much.
No,
he could have stolen
one. Not a little one.
He could have stolen one, right? All right, but who cares? Yeah, okay. Point being, hitchhiking. Who the fuck... is going to pick up a hitchhiker in this day and age? Who would literally pull
over? Have you
ever
seen my ass?
What?
Hair aside, have you ever seen my ass?
You take Joe with a dry erase board, you're going to pick him up.
Right. Where do you think I keep the marker?
Because, okay, and here's the thing. Okay, all the movies and all the reports saying hitchhikers are serial killers, right? They're going to fucking murder you, take out your intestines, use it to... hang themselves from and jerk off, right?
Jesus Christ.
I haven't seen that.
Or they're going to drive you into Illinois and drop you off.
But you know, you got a good point, because I will see them from time to time, which the fact that I've seen more than one
and
is
who,
unbelievable to me.
Have you, and while doing so, have you ever watched someone actually pull over and stop and pick one up?
Yes.
When was the last time you've seen that happen?
I have seen a guy... I mean, I didn't stop and watch, but I've seen the guy with his flashers on, or girl, whatever, picking up a hitchhiker.
Was it a guy or girl, back. Though, honestly?
And did he follow the rules of the road?
I don't know. I don't know if he was getting a George Carlin BJ in the car or not.
You got to pick up a girl. That's got to be, you know.
I'm almost positive it's always a guy that's getting picked
down
up.
Down in Washington?
Well.
You saw a fucking hooker getting picked up. That's all you saw, man.
Whatever, man.
He happened to be driving, too.
You, isn't it, Joe?
It just happened to be driving by.
You guys, I think we should probably just change the subject.
His mom's going to listen again.
Because, okay, and the reason why it was an interesting topic to me was because I took this question into work, and there's about four girls that sit around me, and I posed the question, would any of you... honestly, in this day and age, murder and mayhem, pick up a hitchhiker in your logical, sound mind. And the first thing the first girl says is, was he hot?
Yeah.
Was he hot? That's all they cared about was the fact that she contemplated actually stopping pulling over if the guy was good looking enough.
Do you want to comment on women being shallow whores?
I would definitely pick him up if he were hot.
No. I'm just saying.
I would not.
Hence
pick up a
why I am here.
No, I would pick up a hitchhiker.
I think women are just as shallow as men when it comes to that.
Well, it just made no sense to me that that would be the first thing. They
you don't
say.
Think about how their crotch probably smells after 4 days in the sun. You're just like, ooh, he's got a cute hipster beard. But his schmegma is going to smell like fucking chihuahua ass.
Chihuahua ass is where we're going with it, yes.
I think girls are just as shallow as guys.
What the fuck
I would not pick
about?
Up a hitchhiker, cute or not cute.
I would pick up a female hitchhiker if I had a person already in my back seat with a hatchet, like ready to go
I'm
in
sure
case
she'll
something
jump
happened.
Right in that scenario.
And if the and chick she... was walking out with like an unbuttoned like flannel shirt kind of like down and she's like,
well,
I'm just trying to make it to a music festival. Can you drop me off in Waukegan? And I'd be like, all right. I'm not joking. I have nothing else to add to that. That's what I would do.
Insane. But it just blows my mind that anyone would think about doing so in this day and age.
Would you guys pick up a hitchhiker? Text us at
nerdcast.com.
1-900-555-NERDCAST.
That's even numbers. Yeah. I don't know.
Tony, you wouldn't pick up a hitchhiker?
If she looked like Kate Beckinsale and or Jenna Jameson. Or like a hybrid, I would. Ugh. Fuck yeah.
Jenna Jameson now, or?
When
yeah,
have you
Jenna
ever
looks
seen
like a fucking alien right now, but.
A woman hitchhiker that looked like that, ever?
Never.
Never.
No.
Never.
Never. They're always old men that are dirty and
no,
missing
not true,
a few teeth.
Because if you go to Howdersh, if you get off of McDonald Boulevard, there is this fucking alien-looking nasty midget.
Oh my god, there we go.
You have Joe sold.
Joe just got hard.
Bye, goodbye, Game of Thrones fans.
No hitchhiker for me. Jay, I know.
Would
Jay,
you be
say?
More scared
no,
picking
I probably
up
wouldn't.
A or a couple of hitchhikers in flannel that are just kind of dirty looking, or would you be more scared picking up a few people that are holding up Keep God in the Bedroom with like all their Mormon like white collared shirts and black ties on?
I would just hit them with my fucking car. Honestly.
You know what's funny about Lollapalooza is there's usually a gang of about 50 of them outside the main
Mormons?
Entrance.
Well, we saw them in Vegas.
Well, not Mormons. They're just like, they're like religious like crazies. And then, although I agree with some of their points, like they have signs that say a woman's place is in the kitchen. I'm like, well, yeah, of course. Like you walk by, they have like the
list but not
rules.
In the bedroom?
No, because that's why we have vibrators, okay? No,
yeah,
those crazy sons of bitches are always in Chicago.
Yeah, so like she goes, I want a Christmas present. I'm like, you don't need a watch. You got a clock in the oven. Get back in there. Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Sound guy. Yeah. Chiming in.
We're going to edit that part out.
And Jay's really quiet right now.
When I go to Lollapalooza, they should be there. I'll take photos of them and show
Please
you guys.
Do.
They usually have some really good signs, too. And it's like, it's something you'd think would be on, like, the Colbert Show, like, hilarious. But these people mean it 100%. That's all I got to say about that.
I remember the group we ran into when we were in Vegas back in February.
Oh, yeah, the guys down at Bally's on the steps.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord of Jesus. Yeah. You should not be having sex with a homeless guy on the side of the street. This is sinning.
That's those guys. They usually have bullhorns or something. And
yeah, he sounds like Tool in a fucking song or something. He's like
their whole thing is they want to get somebody to touch him or something because they want to get you on video and then they sue you and then they get money.
Sound business model.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to the hitchhiking, that leads us into...
Right, blowjobs.
Well, of course, besides that.
What's the movie with?
Because we were going to go into creepy scenarios since we've got Home Invader Keith here. He can chime in on this.
Oh, yeah. We do have a guy that broke into the home. Now he's just on the podcast.
With beer.
I mean, if any other random fan out there or listener would say, hey, if you want to break into Jay's house with beer, I guess you could be on the podcast.
You are allowed with beer.
Yep.
All I can think of, though, is that movie with Ben Stiller where he picks up the hitchhiker. And they end up in the field.
That would be Something About Mary.
Something About Mary.
With eight minute abs.
Yeah,
yes.
8 minutes abs.
she had to admit.
Because that's where they talk about the rest stops being a well-known something of homosexual activity,
yes.
Right?
Welcome
Toner,
back.
Chime in.
Welcome back, homosexuals, to the podcast.
Right. Hey, homosexuals, nice to see ya.
Welcome.
They've got their place on the side of the road, giving the blowjobs.
Right, just like women have their place in the kitchen.
Tony wants to go to solo podcast.
Everybody's going to be like, this is the most Midwest podcast we've ever heard.
Are you guys affiliated with Fox News?
We wanted to go. We're trying to do segue of.
Yeah, fucking Rachel Maddow on fucking MSNBC, you cocksucker.
Well, she looks like Tim Lincecum. So.
I don't think she's a cocksucker.
Per se.
Wait, what, no, Matt, you, what have Jesus we been Christ. Trying to lead into this entire time?
Creepy movies, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
because we were going from Hitchhiker into the crazy Aussie creepy film.
Wolf Creek.
Wolf Creek, yes.
Which is based loosely on a true story.
Of hitchhiking.
Is this podcast about Wolf Creek? Did we just start it off way the fucking left field?
No, creepy movies. We're talking about, because we had...
No, we took 25 minutes to get
to
Wolf Creek.
We're going to creepy situations. We were going from home invasion to hitchhiking to other scenarios.
Creepy podcasts to creepy movies.
And we're going
to
end with Minions.
There's just still yellow.
Women with their places in the kitchen. I'm not even touching the homosexual community stuff.
No, well, that's not what we heard. Oh, okay, well, that's fine.
All right, go. Somebody say something.
Creepy
movies. All right, what's
Wolf Creek was about hitchhikers.
I have it on DVD, and I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember it's about hitchhikers and torture. And
because that's the whole point of why you would never pick up a hitchhiker.
Right.
That's what you're
in. And it's based on a true story. It's a dude... It's about a group of like three young.
There's a male and two females.
Right, and they go out to like some like.
They're out on a farm in the middle of nowhere. And they were going to do some hiking through the mountains.
And their car is messed up, which you figure out it's probably because this dude screwed with their car.
Basically,
and this dude tows them back to his farm, and he drugs them and basically just tortures them. Yeah. And it's based on a true story because this dude lives out in the outback where nobody's going to find him.
Yeah, so. That's where we're going from there. So what other creepy situations would you be freaked out in, which you could relate to a movie, would be where we're going with this, Toner. Don't worry, we'll wrap it up in a nice little bow for you. It's all good. Relax. It's all good. It's all good. Podcast
Jay's cracking some burrs open.
Some burrs. Since we've been dealing with home invasion, my most creepy home invasion movie is one we touched on briefly in the previous episode, which was Funny Games, which Joe recommended to me.
And there's
many
two versions
ago.
Of it, too.
Well, the one I saw had the kid that was on Boardwalk Empire.
Right. There's an American and, like, a German version of it. The German's the original, I believe.
The German version would have to be very creepy, I would assume. Because
they're actually the exact same. Like, the American, like, copies almost, like, scene for scene.
It's just one of those situations of how
and
would
Steve's
you...
getting on Facebook.
How would you react, or what would be the first thing... you would do in a home invasion situation. So, since we have the married couple here, which that was occurred
wait,
in the Funny Games movie.
No. We've had this, right?
We've had this discussion.
Not the discussion. We've had the situation.
Before tonight?
Sort of.
So, home invasion is a common occurrence in the Tierney household.
And just to clarify, Matt, are you saying if you're the person being invaded or the person invading?
Do this. Me and Joe will be the invaders.
Okay. Well, good. This is like my wet dream.
And then Jay and Aaron, you are the invadees of our invasion.
So Jay has a much better memory than I, but, you know, this is going to be pretty funny on his part. So I don't know. He may not help me fill it in, but nonetheless, so we have...
That's what she said.
We have the alarm system, right? Well,
because you live in the very dangerous city of
it's
Fallon.
Yes, very, very dangerous right where we live in the middle of the suburbs.
We had a manhunt across the highway from us.
Our alarm in the middle of the night.
Those goddamn gnats. Leave me alone.
Okay. So it's probably like 10 o'clock. We had just gotten in bed, you know, maybe had just fallen asleep to 15 minutes possibly.
So describe the getting in bed a little more if you want to.
I was naked. I don't know.
Okay.
We're married.
Did you just hear sound guy? Sound guy's like,
We'd been married for a while, so nothing happened.
We had three children. We had three children already. So the alarm starts going off, and it freaks us out, because if you've ever had one or you know anyone that has one, they're really loud. And
especially with little kids in the house.
Yeah. So we both jump. Well, first off, I jump up. He jumps up pretty quickly, And I go straight to the kids' rooms because, you know, my motherly instincts. So Jay, in his boxers, he comes running out to the main part of the house and downstairs. And he comes back up, and I'm thinking, what would you have done? Like, he had nothing with him, no knife, no bat, no nothing. What would you have done if you would have met somebody down there?
Jay's a fucking ninja.
I think me showing up in my underwear is intimidating enough.
Jay came out just swinging his cock.
He said, helicopter dick, helicopter dick.
Swinging like nunchucks. Sorry, continue. Sorry.
That's the Eddie Murphy special. Oh, yeah.
That's our invader story.
So yeah, so
Jay would fight him with...
The wind blew the door open.
Okay. So, so Mother Nature invaded your
Yes.
Mother Nature.
And I taught Mother Nature a lesson, so.
So as the invadees, basically what you just discussed was the fact that you have no plan of attack, or counterattack, that is.
No, I just run half naked.
Just run half naked. Okay. So now as invader, Joe Dust, what is your first plan of attack as invader?
Probably just rape and kill him.
Rape and pillage.
But what happens when you see me in my underwear?
Did he just say him? I would rape and kill him.
Well, I said them.
So this is like...
I'm an equal opportunity intruder.
So since I'm downstairs in my underwear first, right. I guess I'm the first to go.
Well, first off, I do the scorpion. I'm like, get over here! Well, funny games, what? They first have him like...
The first thing
they
have
drops
do,
eggs
yeah.
or something and...
It was a distraction to get the other guy in the house.
Right.
Because he came over as the preppy neighbor that just needed to borrow some eggs.
Yep.
And he dropped some and so he could
eventually
turn
the
away.
Spoiler alert, the whole family's tied up, man, woman and their child.
Yes.
And the child's by the TV and they just blow him away with the shotgun in front of him.
Yes.
And
it's a messed up movie, my friend.
There's no happy ending in the movie either.
And
yeah.
And
if you want to watch a movie with no happy ending, it's that one.
It basically, because Joe's like, you got to watch this movie. And I'm like, fine, I'll watch it. Yeah. I didn't sleep right that night. I just didn't because it's like, every movie you're like, okay, we've got our antagonist. We've got home invaders. All right, someone's going to pull through. Okay, shit, it's not going to be the husband. Okay, wife's going to be the strong female character. She's going to come back and kick their ass somehow. Oh, wait, no. No happy ending whatsoever. It ends on someone screaming.
There's actually a scene in the movie where one of the invaders gets shot, and they pause it, and then they reverse the movie.
Yeah.
Like, it, like, fucks with you, basically. Like, oh, nope, that didn't happen. Just kidding.
I have the ultimate solution, though. I got the Pulp Fiction gimp outfit, and I will come running down and just straight out the door. Yeah. And that intruder will see that and just... run themselves.
I would be in the machine outfit from 8mm. Just that's like in
creepy ass
and I'd say he's just coming over to borrow a cup of sugar.
How would Bob feel about you knocking on his door as the machine is what we would have to really think about.
That would be awesome. Funny games, man. If nobody's seen it doesn't matter which version, they're the same.
Oh,
they're
that,
really
it's,
fucked
it
messes, up.
Because not a creepy movie, but same kind of feeling I got.
It's pretty realistic, which I'm sure something weird ass has happened like that.
I know what we're watching on Friday night now.
Because I got to see,
one of them was on Netflix a while back.
Because I got that same feeling from watching We Need to Talk About Kevin, which
I
don't know.
That.
I don't know if anyone's seen that. And if you've got children, it's very hard to get through. Basically, it covers the parent's point of view if your child is the kid that goes into school and shoots up the place. And yes, Tony, you looking at me with that face, there's no happy ending to that movie either. There's nothing but
Vietnamese
despair.
Or otherwise.
Exactly. There's nothing but despair, and you just, at the end of it, you feel just disgusting in your gut. And
I like movies like that, though.
It'll mess with your psyche. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that movie, Kids?
Yeah, I have, I have Kids on DVD somewhere, yeah.
Yes.
I have no legs. Cha-ching. I want to point out another movie on, because I think we're kind of done with Funny Games.
Funny Games is...
We were talking about Creep on Netflix earlier. Creep on Netflix, yes. And like some of us watched The League, and Mark in the Duplass, is that his name? Yeah.
Pete on the League.
Yeah, his name's Pete on The League. Creep is good. It's like it's an hour and 15 minutes, and it's like found footage, and it's really fucked up, I think.
I agree with you. Had that
and it's fucked up because it's like very like... As people have watched it that have been stalked by anybody, because I was reading comments by people, it's very accurate. Well,
I haven't seen it, but based off the previews, it felt like Tusk, where he sucked the guy in, and then all of a sudden...
But what made this
messed up stuff happen.
Creepier was the fact that they said this is like, what about Bob and Fatal Attraction joined together?
Mark Duplass is creepy as shit in that movie, and I love that guy, and you're just like, whoa, I don't want to hang out with this guy anymore after that. He's a good actor.
Okay, and the next movie I had as far as creepy movies was The Purge.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Twilight.
Joe has to throw in a Twilight reference at all times, it seems. But yeah, the Purge, again, home invasion.
After this, I'm going to do a live reading of Steve's instant messages to Lori on Facebook.
going from the, all right, keep all right. going.
For those that don't know, we have a monitor where we can see what he's doing on the computer.
And he's, instant messaging Lori on through the Facebook is what he's doing.
We can see your pecker.
That end of the table is pointing up for some reason.
Tony, you had It Follows was a movie you threw out on the list.
Yeah, it's... I remember, I think you sent us these weird trailers like from IMDb and stuff, like, I guess, like under the radar type stuff. And it was a definitely a horror flick. It's different, man. It's Jess and I watched it Friday night, and it
just talk.
Okay, sorry. so watch this, and shit, just the filmmaking, the directing, the whole thing, it was good. It's a different type of freaky, scary ass movie. There's no
what's the plot of it, because I might have sent out the trailer. I just don't even remember it, man, to be honest with you.
How can I put it? Because I don't want to spoil it for anybody.
It's about a Jew that doesn't make it in Hollywood.
God damn.
The best part is watching Matt's face. He just, like, nods in agreement, like, that was a good one.
You should watch Toner's face.
You're talking about my people,
no,
man.
No, I didn't see Toner's face.
It Follows is not, like, a sequel to, like, It. It's no, totally
no,
different
no,
movie.
It's not. Not
is it about somebody following you on Instagram?
Or Twitter?
Yeah, is that what, like, It Follows?
What's funny, when I use this analogy, I'm seriously not kidding.
Pennywise now follows you.
It's a supernatural STD. I swear to God.
That sounds like a fucked up movie right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I made the joke to Jess, but when you think about it, it's spot on. When they say in the trailer, if you watch it, you know, pull it up wherever.
I like how Andy just points. These guys.
Why am I watching his Facebook feed? What the fuck?
All right, so It Follows, STD, yeah, that doesn't, yeah, that, well, doesn't it, stop.
Yeah,
it's the STD that doesn't stop oozing.
Like, essentially...
Explain the STD to us.
Apparently, there's a... I don't know if it's like a curse, it's a demon, or whatever. If you're cursed... essentially, when you get this curse or whatever the hell it is, it just follows you no matter where you are. But what's crazy, it always, only you can see it. It takes the form of, could be somebody you love or just like a random stranger. They're always just walking. They're walking at you, just like dead-eyed, don't blink, no nothing. Just all they do is walk.
Sounds intriguing.
But it's just fucked up, though. What's a lot of the great movies out there, they don't make you like just jump. There's not like that the intense music building, or they're going to look up in the mirror, or somebody's behind you. It's not that. They show the shit to you the entire time. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. But what's jacked
up? It's like
up,
a cam girl.
But it's but what's crazy? The girl who's the main, you know, the star of the movie, protagonist, whatever. She meets this guy. She's dating him for a while, whatever. So like they sleep together. And then after they do the deed, he fucking like chloroforms her. And you're like, what the hell? Like they. Yeah, generally, yeah, no,
said the home invader.
Nobody picked it up, probably.
I don't know if they heard it or not, but I don't know what that is.
Home invader just says, usually you do the chloroform before said act of having sex.
Right. Well, so anyway, they...
Man, you gotta knock him out before sex.
Nine bolts.
Sorry, to make a long story short, so... they get done.
Dude, Tony,
you've
gone way past long story short.
What the fuck? You're all talking during my shit. Anyway, It Follows. Fucking look it up on YouTube. It's a cool trailer, freaky movie.
Okay, thanks, Tony.
Supernatural STD.
Thank you.
The end.
All right. So you're talking about what would you do in these creepy situations?
Well,
right?
Hold on. Before you go there, let's go to the next one because this would be a good topic for that. Okay. The movie Hostel. You're traveling abroad. You're basically abducted, I guess, is the best way to say it. And then you're strapped into said torture chair.
I'd travel abroad, if you know what I'm saying.
So, yeah, okay, you're in hostel. You're tied up. What do you do? How do you get out of the situation?
You're tied up. You just take it.
You just take it off. You just take it.
Well, a guy already has the tweezers in your butthole, so.
I guess you just have to try to enjoy it.
Try to enjoy the tweezers in your butthole. Thank you.
Sounds like the bedroom.
Well, I mean, I guess... First off, I call that a Tuesday.
Catch
that?
Sorry, podcast. Did anyone just catch what Jay just said?
Oh, I didn't hear it. We're wasting time.
Yeah,
what did Jay say?
They'll hear it.
Something like, that sounds just like our bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
You just try to accept it.
You accept, listen, this is why I don't have a college diploma. They're trying to fish shit on my butt.
Okay, so then, Aaron, go back to what you were saying. All right, regardless of the movie situation of being tied up, basically creepy-ass shit, you're asking the question of how do you avoid the situation altogether or what you do while in the midst of said situation?
In the midst of it, right? In the midst of it.
Okay.
You're already in the situation. What do you do? You're already tied up, right?
Step
one, you clench.
Yeah.
If I'm in that situation, am I alone in the situation or is Joe Dust with me?
and can we see each other? Like, can we make eye contact?
Absolutely.
Joe Dust is with me, I go, look at him. He's cute. I mean,
he's cute.
See? So nice. And then I go, and they go, and they focus the attention on Joe Dust, and I run.
And I'm like, no, it's just cold in here. It's just cold in here.
Look at the eagle. Look at the eagle.
So hostile, because I haven't actually seen it. Is it sexual? Yeah.
Yes and no.
Parts of it are.
Sadomasochism.
It's basically long. I mean, like, if you want to put a general, like, summary, it's rich dudes who pay to torture people from. You can be American, or Americans cost the most, from what I've gathered, and you can pay money to torture them any way you want. So if you're an American, you're probably tied up in some contraption you can't get out of.
So think of the other end of Taken, the daughter who's taken, just a little worse than...
Who's also from Lost, I just want to point out.
Well, I think this is...
Wait, we talking about Maggie? Are we talking about Maggie Grace? Is that the
name? Yeah.
Yes. Have we all seen Maggie Grace running?
I don't know.
You need to look
up
on YouTube.
Did she run Lost?
She good looking.
Maggie Grace running on YouTube. Look it up. We'll post the link on the website.
I think Hostel's a bad example because you're tied up, right? And
well,
you can't get out.
But you get to the tied up.
Depends on what
you like.
You
get to the tied up part before, or that's after the fact of you place yourself in a situation of being in an unknown, you're in a country, a foreign country, and you put yourself in a situation of I'm going to clubs and I'm taking narcotics and drinks that I don't know who I'm getting them from, but I'm just trusting. I'm just trusting from abroad. So.
And a lot of it, they're just catfishing you, and they're trying to get you wasted, and they take you to their underground lair, and then you're sold for like $20,000 or something.
That's it?
Much how we met.
Well,
I'm worth so much more than $20,000.
Well, with this dick, probably $25,000.
the BJ should be $20,000.
Yeah, I don't think you get BJs when you're tortured, though.
Well, me giving them.
Her giving you BJs is torture?
Oh. I guess.
Not that often.
I don't know.
Everyone has an off night every now and then, okay?
Aaron's like, before you kill me, can I suck your dick?
Maybe they'll change your mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could. They probably wouldn't object to that. Although, at the same time, you'd probably want to bite the dude's dick off, right?
Luckily, most of our family does not listen to this.
Yes.
Thankfully, only half of my family does.
Thankfully, my mom.
Hi, Anna.
Computer.
Yeah.
Dad, I hope you don't remember the Wi-Fi password.
All right. So can we move into a different movie? And it's more of a horror movie.
Sure.
But it's creepy.
Sure.
Because this is another one we kind of had a moment, but it was So anyways, so Paranormal Activity. So you know the clip where, of course, all night long throughout the movie, they've got the video going. And
we're talking about the first one, right?
Yes, okay. The original. It's the only one I've seen.
She won't watch any others.
I won't watch any.
The other ones are terrible anyway.
So the night that she gets out of bed, she walks around to his side of the bed, and she's just standing there and like for hours, right?
She looks like a drunk chick for hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done
so
that.
This actually happened before we ever saw the movie, thank God, because if I this would happen after the movie, that would have probably beat my pants. So that has happened to me. I have woken up in the middle of the night with Jay just standing over my bed. And I swear if I would have seen, if that happened after the movie, I would be afraid he had a knife in his hand.
The difference is in the movie, she didn't pee on him.
This is true.
I didn't initially.
How are you not arrested yet?
Keith, the home invader.
It was once I woke up that happened.
Yes.
No, but seriously,
You slept walking to the point of...
And I
stood
did
over
that...
me.
I was notorious for doing that as a kid, and that was the first time she ever saw it. And she's like, what are you doing? And I woke up, I'm like, I don't know.
So you sleepwalk?
I used to.
Yeah. My friend Mike sleepwalks really bad. And I've been to parties and like even hotels like after weddings and shit. And he'd stand over your bed and he'd put his arms like on your bed and he'd just be like... And he'll stand there.
Was he really sleepwalking?
Yes. No, and he'd just sleep in stairwells too. Oh, and you're always like... The next day... I won't say his last name. Everybody who listens to this,
you woke him up and he'd be like, oh, "It's morning wood."
Yeah, you'd wake him up the next day. You'd be like, "What, bro? Do you want to go get some fucking brunch or what?" Like Tony.
And he's missed all that.
Steve, do you want to give a shout out to your girlfriend right now?
Because say hey to everybody.
You've been sending messages to her publicly, even though you have a cell phone. You could
she
be doing
last
that.
Said, "Ha ha, hey everybody."
That's exactly what she said, and. I don't really feel like getting my phone while I'm doing sound, so kiss my ass.
Lori at hahaasiandildos.com. Hello.
Toner did get up to talk to his wife, so.
She's checking in. It's way past Toner's bedtime.
Yeah, I did. Well, my phone's on silent, and apparently I got some text messages.
It is 11:33, and you're not going to wake up in the morning.
Yeah, tomorrow's a waste for you. You might as well fall
I talk to my girlfriends right now, but they all got to get up early for summer camp tomorrow. So. Shout out to all of you.
Mad love.
Yeah, they're going to Walmart tomorrow with their mom to buy school supplies. So
Toner's on like 27 vacations, so he's fine.
Yeah, I'm out of time. I only got 5 hours of unplanned time left. So
the best part is I know he's probably telling the truth.
I'm definitely telling the truth.
There's once a week we email
not even
him.
August yet.
Once a week we email him and get him out of office. And he's got to be at least 6 years into vacation time.
I fucking hate what I do for a living. I don't want to be there.
Tony's ever. Like overblown through 2021 right now.
Yeah.
Who really likes their job? Okay, so some people like their job, but I mean, who really likes what they do for a living?
If I did this for a living, I'd be fucking.
Sound guy likes what he does for
sound
a living.
Guy seems like
yeah.
He likes what
yeah. I've been karaoke. I've been an aircraft mechanic for 13 years, and it's fine. Sometimes I just want to fucking rip some people's throats out, but that's all right.
Here's the difference.
I guess if that's liking your job,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't deal with people like we do.
Yes.
Pissed off passengers? No, it's bad enough. When you have 70 people that are pissed off because their flight's late, yeah.
You got to talk to them?
No, it's just when we talk to – you have to hear the crews are like, yeah, we – when it actually a captain actually says, yeah, I have 70 people that are very pissed off right now because the airplane's 100 degrees and they're sitting in there because it happens sometimes.
So clean the sand on your vagina.
Fuck those bitches. They're going to Hawaii.
So someone else talks to the customers so the engineers don't have to? Is that what we're saying?
No, it's because...
Someone else has people skills and they talk to the engineers? Okay.
I don't mind... You know, I don't mind talking to people, but I'm glad I don't. I just have to talk to the...
And they are, too.
I fucking hate people.
Oh.
I hate 99% of the people I meet.
Including us.
I think the oven's on. Shouldn't you go get us something?
Oh.
I like the fact that Tony goes, I hate 99% of the people, but please listen to us, everybody. Please, we want
sponsors. I don't like you, but listen to me.
We want you to listen to us, and I want sponsors and all that good stuff that goes with
it. Yeah, I should have thought that through.
We'll edit it out.
Yeah, we'll edit it out, yeah.
I don't like you, but I'll take your free stuff.
All right, let's end this debacle on trailers we watched before we got running here.
Spectre
was one of them. The new James Bond movie coming out later in the year. I'm sold.
Oh, that was pretty good. Hell yeah.
Again, I don't know the plot very well, I guess, because I'm not paying too much attention to that part. But it looks like the female protagonist appears to almost be his daughter, which I think would be a cool spin, which I doubt that's what it is. But if
I think Christoph Waltz is like...
He seems to be the villain in the
movie,
he's
like,
I
am the one that's orchestrated all of your pain. I think that's what he said.
Hostile Part 3 is what we're talking about.
They could have called it Sphincter, because mine tightened up when I watched it.
Oh my.
No, I
so our German audience, yes, hit us up on Twitter.
The
thanks.
German audience is jerking off to that right now. I know you guys are freaks.
But we love you.
All of our friends in Hamburg.
No, but honestly, I think what it is from going back to the, like, I think it was, I think the Sean Connery times when he was the 007 Spectre thing, I think what they did was is they moved from...
today, Junior.
It's good that he thought this out.
See, I didn't pay attention more to that. I've watched the Daniel Craig ones very religiously, but from what he did is everything that's happened from Casino Royale,
Quantum of Solace,
and then Skyfall.
Skyfall!
Yes, Skyfall. Thank you, Adele. You're a fat bitch. All right, anyways. But yeah, everything from there, it's everything that has happened since the death of M, it was been Spectre from the very
spoilers.
Beginning.
Spoilers.
Yeah. It's been like that's actually where it's building up, so now it's actually everything.
Thanks for ruining it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Did you guys want to know a fun trivia fact? Is my parents have a cat named M. She's named after M from James Bond.
Not know that.
Yeah, we can keep moving on. After that if you want.
The one I watched.
Family Feud.
The one we watched that I was most interested in was actually The Visit. M. Night Shyamalan.
Visit looks awesome
because he's been striking out a lot lately as far as his films, as far as The Happening,
and The Fappening. That was M. Night Shyamalan.
I don't think he directed, but I know he wrote. The last one he's done that was halfway decent was Devil, which I don't think he directed it, but I believe he was
the
main writer.
He produced that one, I think.
And Devil was actually pretty interesting, in my opinion. I was actually entertained through it. But this one I had no knowledge of.
Oh, wait a second.
Watched the trailer really quick before we started the podcast. Really focused more on a horror aspect that really drew me into it.
It's like Hansel and Gretel or something.
You got a granddaughter visiting her grandparents, and her grandparents are into some really creepy stuff.
Don't get out of bed after 9:30.
Kind of like a Gremlins thing of don't feed them after midnight kind of thing.
Hey, what's that M. Night Shyamalan, what was the one he was directing with the, either the book movie or the comic book movie about,
Airbender, Last Airbender?
Yes! Yeah.
And I've heard that
not very good.
Very awful.
Didn't we watch that?
Not very good. Yeah, we watched it.
The most underrated M. Night Shyamalan movie is Unbreakable.
Agreed.
I enjoyed that. And I actually like The Village as well.
Yeah, I like The Village too.
I had no issues with it. It's just that it seems like he had a hard time.
He's got a formula.
Exactly, and it's come predictable at this point.
Yeah.
I guess is the issue. I wasn't a big fan of Sixth Sense, but.
What?
I just didn't like Sixth Sense very
that's
much.
That's weird because like, that's the one that got him on the map.
Exactly. Fact is because I saw it was spoiled for me, you know, because I didn't see it as soon as it came out. I knew what was going to happen. Get-go, so it wasn't very good.
Knew Haley Joel Osment was gay the entire film.
Welcome back, homosexual audience. We're glad to have you back.
Welcome back.
But he followed up very well. Unbreakable, liked it a lot. But I think this one, The Visit's going to be hopefully a return to some quality movies.
It looks jacked up. That's why I like it.
It does indeed.
Freak me out to begin with.
It had a Ring moment.
I don't care if you're backing into a car.
Where the grandmother was staring into a well.
Phyllis, we still love you.
Where Phyllis might be at the bottom of a well.
Phyllis actually backed into the well, and then just she left the scene after that.
I just backed up into a fucking truck. Come here, sonny.
That was Steve Craig with the impersonation.
We'll leave the impersonations to Joe.
Fuck you.
The only other one I would want to touch on, I mean, I know Joe had written down Maze Runner, the sequel to Maze Runner is coming out. I haven't read the books, or I have not watched the first one.
I don't
one.
Even know how to read, but I saw the first movie.
The first, it,
it's
movie's
in line
cool.
with his fascination with the Twilight's movies.
Yeah.
Joe likes.
Well,
tween
I like
movies.
The glitter on the vampires.
He likes
the
tween
most.
Movies.
Yeah.
Well, going into the first one, I had very low expectations. I didn't think it looked very good, but the movie itself was pretty good. So I can do half as good as the first one.
It wasn't good enough to make us to go and read the book, though.
So. No.
Yeah. Next one that was on the list was the Peanuts movie.
I didn't even watch the trailer. I just wrote it down because Tony.
Did you say penis or peanuts?
Well, either way, either Tony's going to like
have
it.
Tony will have an opinion on it either way.
That's hilarious.
And actually, for our podcast, it's Panay, if you will, please.
Right.
It's
either way, Tony's going to take it all in.
No,
because
okay.
It's funny because penis.
Charlie Brown movie. Let's go with that. Toner, I too am a big fan of Charlie Brown, so I've seen the trailer twice. It was in front of Inside Out and also Minions. I don't like the fact that we've gone to computer graphics.
I was
going to
say, in it like
3D.
Yeah.
It's computer graphics versus the hand-drawn old-style cartoon, which I would have preferred they go with hand-drawn. But, of course, Hollywood being what they are, they cost-cut by going
Tony, my it, question so. Is... Why do you like peanuts so much? What drew you into peanuts? The universe.
The second half of the word, probably.
Don't let Jay fool you. He likes peanuts too.
It's all right. Yeah, I'm sure he does. I'm gonna beat him to death with one of these empty beer bottles. The peanuts, of course, they're usually huge right around the holidays, especially the Halloween with the great. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. And then, of course, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
And, of course, the Great Plumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Underground. That's a little underground. Say it.
Yeah. Say it.
Jesus.
But, yes, I watched those cartoons as a kid, obviously around the holidays.
Childhood ruined.
Yep. And thank you, Joe. Asshole. I every year since... I don't know what age I was. My mom introduced me to it, so it's. I have no idea.
Plow through, Toner. Plow through.
My favorite line from the Great Blumpkin was.
Wrap Joe. It up, Toner. Let's go.
Yeah, that was
she
it.
Said.
Penis movie. I'm in. But I see what you're saying. Yeah, the hand drawn stuff. Of course, Hollywood's modernizing it. Whatever, but. It's still kind of cool that they're using actual kids for the voices of the children and stuff. So,
what is the plot of the movie? I have no idea.
The plot of the movie is Charlie Brown has the cute redheaded girl next door moves in, and it's about him finding the courage to go to her and tell her that he likes her. I think is basically where it is. So I think it's just a tale of courage for children.
So he doesn't like Lucy anymore?
No, dude. He's about the redhead.
I don't think he ever liked Lucy.
He wants
Peppermint Patty.
No, Peppermint Patty
liked
was...
him.
Peppermint Patty
Lucy's the evil
No,
bitch.
Peppermint Patty has a venereal disease.
She was found out. Peppermint Patty had her friend...
Is it Marcy?
Marcy.
Yeah.
And
sir.
They were gay together.
Nuh-uh. Really?
I never saw like, that episode.
It's like Bert and Ernie.
Yeah, that's true. Bert and Ernie were pretty close.
Did you guys see what they were... The what was all over the internet about Bert and Ernie?
Yeah.
No, oh, it's been everywhere.
No, I thought the writers...
Well,
the guy
Bert and Ernie are gay, but Bert is evil, too, so...
I think the writer said, how can they be gay? Neither of them had... They're puppets.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh.
Doesn't matter. Bert was there for the Holocaust,
mind,
so...
They will always be gay.
Hey, we can afford a hotel room, but let's just have one bed.
Look up Bert is Evil on the internet, and you'll see.
Bert is Evil. Okay, this is all news to me. All
right.
I'm going to go spread
Sound Guy Steve,
you.
Pull it up.
Anyway, we'll go to last trailer that we watched was Point Break, remake of Point Break.
Yeah.
And
no.
Pass.
Yeah.
We got a couple of passes. I actually,
Aaron just goes,
pointing to my break. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to pay to see it in the theater, but it actually looks like an intriguing trailer. I was all right with it.
Yeah, that guy.
So,
okay, so, but movies can still be entertaining.
Don't read that out loud.
We're not going to read that out loud. What's on Steve's Facebook feed?
Yeah, he went to high school with us, and yes, he is of the homosexual origin, but.
Of the origin.
It doesn't look like it's going to be like an amazing movie. It's not going to be one of your top five or anything like that, but it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be entertaining.
It'll be kind of like a Fast and Furious movie, I have a feeling.
No, I think it'll be better.
Which I've passed on every single one of them.
Yeah,
what, Fast and Furious?
Yeah.
Those aren't bad.
So somebody will skydive into the ground and
they're
die?
Good. My first impression of Point Break, the remake, was that it seems like they're trying too hard to do a 180.
From the original?
Yes.
I thought you meant like a pro like skateboarder.
Ollie, baby.
Playing 180.
I don't know, because they're rock climbing as opposed to surfing. And they're snowboarding as opposed to surfing.
I think they're trying to modernize it, I guess, as far as going towards the extreme sport.
Unless they wanted to save the surfing part for the movie. He's not coming back. I always say that to my brother, by the way. He doesn't live like with my parents. And he's like, do you know where mom and dad are? I go, they're not coming back. And then, like, one day they won't, and he's going to be like, you're a dick.
And then you'll be like Bruce Wayne. You'll be an orphan because your parents are dead.
I have an underground cave. Our parents are dead.
Joe has a command center.
Just kidding, Mom. I love you. Hey, Mom, don't let Dad listen to this.
Last thing, we didn't watch the trailer for it, but one that I'm looking forward to coming out at Christmas, besides Star Wars, is Hateful Eight. It's Tarantino's next one, staying with the Western genre, we'll say, and we're gonna have what's his name? God, I can't remember it.
Good job.
I know. We'll have to pause over this, I guess.
Thanks for tuning in to Nerdcast.
Fucking hell, he played Wyatt Earp in Tombstone. Help me out, everyone.
Kurt Russell.
Thank you. Yes, he's returning to the Western genre as well.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Kurt Russell, interesting choice for a Tarantino film is what I thought.
You had me at Tarantino.
Well, he didn't seem like a normal cast, you'd say.
You had me at Tombstone.
Both sound like really good pizzas.
But the one piece missing was the fact that no Michael Parks, no Samuel Jackson, which maybe he's saving those as maybe just...
but he had Michael Madsen, so...
Michael Madsen, and interesting enough was Bruce Dern. At the very end, I thought that was an interesting casting as well. One of your character actors that you know when you see him, but the name itself, you don't have a clue who he really is, probably. But throwing him into this, interesting. I'm wondering where they'll go with that.
So we'd be disappointed if Samuel L. Jackson doesn't make a cameo?
Yes.
He will make a cameo.
He's got to.
But it's a Tarantino film. I mean... No matter who's in it, it's going to be a good movie.
And it's the...
Unless Kristen Stewart's in it.
And unless Tarantino's in it doing a fucking Australian accent or whatever the fuck accent he was doing.
He would give her a paper bag and tell her to act her way out of it.
He probably would.
Oh.
Matt, how long has your beard been growing?
As soon as I gave up on life. When did I give up on life?
It was like 2007.
Jay's had it that long and cut it like probably 20 times. Yeah.
I mean, I cut mine
like 2 weeks ago and it's almost back to that length.
Joe's still trying to find that special someone out there, and when he does, he'll stop.
I'm waiting
caring
for
that.
Himself. I'm waiting for that. waiting for that Aussie girl, or just really any girl in general. Just maybe like one of my Facebook posts. So if you're out there, Jane Doe.
Jane Doe has the upper hand here.
Right. Jane Doe has the upper hand here. Like my Facebook post.
Morgan Freeman.
Whip it out and you can look at it with both eyes.
If Jax Teller were trying to hook you up, how would Jax Teller try to hook you up?
Put both lips on the D, put it in your mouth, and swallow. I'm way more professional than they are.
Toner, I think we're off the rails.
Are we almost done with this?
Cut us off.
By the way, I hope my mom and dad are not listening to this or the last one.
Put it on the D.
You've been hoping that since episode 6.
You want me to close it out? Do you need me to close it out?
Tony's about to pass out. This is way past his bedtime.
It's a work night.
He didn't sign up for this.
Toner has been drinking and it's way past his bedtime. This is typical Toner.
Tony wants to opt out of his contract right now.
And his wife's already called, so.
Where are you?
I didn't reply to the text. She probably thought I was in jail again or some shit.
Did you miss out? Huh? Did you miss out?
Miss out?
She in bed?
Oh, no.
Did she want you to buy her some Air Jordans so she could slam dunk?
Or maybe some 9 volts on the way home.
Jessica, I hope you're not listening to this.
I don't think she will.
Or if you are listening, please do slam dunk on Tony.
And videotape it.
Yep. Yeah, I've got nothing.
Wrap her up.
Oh, it's my. Oh, okay.
I'll take a bunch of photos at Lollapalooza, FYI. And
well, our next episode will focus on Joe's.
We don't have to focus on it. Focus, we'll I'll do a 5-minute segment, maybe 10. Depends if I get beaten up during Lollapalooza.
Please.
Every segment must be like 5 or 10 minutes, and it always goes like 90 minutes. It's how we roll.
I can honestly say that's never really happened to me. Usually I'm like, if you touch it, it's going to be like a fucking yogurt spill.
Quick draw McGraw. What's up?
Aaron, you have to say something about that.
I have no experience in that. Jay lasts a long time.
Thank you.
Whoa. She has to say that.
I think she's...
I got
Jay's like a Kenyan in the bedroom.
I've got at least 30 seconds.
It's their fault they can't keep up.
I'm like Usain Bolt. Like ready timing. You got 14.2 up there?
You guys wouldn't believe anything I said.
I wish they would.
She's already trying to get out of a hostage situation.
This is the most random episode.
Hey, we're depressing Tony. Wait a second. Don't cut my feet off. All right, let's go.
I like the fact that Steve said Steve just wanted to gag.
Where's the habit?
Yeah, you know me. Balls deep, baby. Let's go.
Apparently, Toner doesn't have that problem. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Tony, what are your thoughts on this episode overall?
He's going back to solos.
Yeah, I'm getting a solo podcast.
The fuck you are.
A Hope solo podcast, like roast beef? Or
Okay, I'm done.
I like to see his, like, giggles. He goes, here's Tony, what are your thoughts overall on the on this one and the last one? Because episodes 7 and 8 have been done the same
Wait
night.
A second. Here's a hotel room mirror, and here's my vagina. It looks like a pair of roast beef sandwiches. Here we go.
That's Hope Solo.
We are not going there. Fuck you.
Hope Solo can save a soccer ball, but Jesus Christ. She looks like an Arby's commercial when she takes her pants off.
How do we know this?
Because she's all over the internet.
What, without pants on?
Yes! Her butthole is all over the internet.
Yeah, it was 2 days before the final game. She was in her hotel room and she just took a bunch of naked pictures. Like, here's my ass. Here's downstairs. I mean, and everything.
And good for her.
I'm thinking the married men are kind of looking at these guys like, it doesn't look like any of the married men have seen this.
No, I haven't.
They've got a different lifestyle than we do.
I get like push notifications.
Google search vagina.
Right. Type in Hope Solo. That's like Hope Solo naked on Google. Sorry, I'm promoting that, but it's all over the place. It looks like an atom bomb inside of a fucking peach.
Compared to China.
Yes.
What would Jax Teller say about this?
I could drive my Holley inside of there.
I, I think the intruder is looking it up right now.
I think he is too.
I think he's got it favorited on his phone.
This is going to end soon. I need to know. I need to know where to go next.
From Hope Solo, that's like your gateway drug into just everything else. She's like sitting on a hotel bed with her like legs spread wide open, and there's her beehole. And
she posted these online, or somebody hacked her shit. I'm like,
no, it was like it wasn't a hack. It was just
I don't know.
There.
I don't know, but there's like 40 photos.
Yeah.
She was sending them to
somebody.
She
was bored.
She was bored one night.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep, there
Joe,
you go. It's,
Joe, your mom's going to listen to this.
I don't care. Like, Mom, you know what? I've seen our goalie naked for the women's U.S. team. It's a part of life.
Go U.S.
Anyone up for Arby's?
will take the king with Swiss. No side, please.
Horsey sauce?
Jesus Christ. She looks like...
he'll provide that himself.
Yeah. The horsey sauce, self-provided.
It looks like somebody put like somebody took like a like a like a bunch of tissues and put a firecracker in the middle and just blew it up.
Intruder. Can I see your phone, intruder?
Oh man.
Aaron wants to see.
Why did
pictures.
She do this?
I don't know. I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, I would like the Hope Solo combo.
You yourself up.
Yeah.
Photoshop.
Hey, you know what though? I still kinda like Hope Solo. She's
so
muscular.
Who is she? She's
a goalie for the U.S. women's national soccer team.
She used to play for the St. Louis team when they had
a
team here.
Yep.
I like the fact that she didn't even call him his name. Hey, intruder, give me your phone. Don't want to wrap us up, man.
Anything else anybody can think of off the top of their head?
You have to wrap us up after that.
Yeah, is that pretty much, you got to wrap us up? Yeah,
well, she needs to wrap it up.
She needs to clean it up or wrap it up.
It is both parties' responsibility to wrap it up.
It's kind of, she needs to put that cold cut on ice. And Tony can wrap up this fucking podcast.
Yes, okay, yeah. Episode 7 and episode
8. No, that
eight.
Was 8. Thank you.
I know which episodes we're
this
on because these are the two.
Tony, this was 8.
I am aware.
Tony, this was 8.
Tony's going to fall asleep in the middle of this podcast.
How so, many of these does he drink?
He's only had like 30,
it's
I think.
Not, no, it's not bad. I'm just the...
We have a pretty good mountain of beer going on.
The information that I've had to absorb this evening, there are not words.
This episode had a lot fewer Jesus Christ than the last one, though.
Yeah, I just kind of sat out.
Tony tapped out.
I wanted to watch. Yeah, I just...
I think Tony's worried about our podcast right now.
He spent half it on the phone with Jess, so...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
4 or 5 minutes.
Half it.
Yeah. Okay, well, if we still have any listeners, followers, or whatever after this episode, thank you.
Check out our website, nerdcast.com,
yes,
nyrdcast.com.
Aaron is the female voice. Do you want to say anything?
I don't know that they'll ever have me back, but thanks for having me tonight.
I just want to let our male viewers know that we do talk to women.
We do, indeed.
Yeah, it's called Nerdcast.
Just their
that's
wives.
Like, that's like four extra listeners.
Aaron, you're not supposed to say that you're married to anybody. I'm not. We found you on the street.
I was hitchhiking.
Yeah.
She came with the invader.
And I was like, "Why, my, what a lovely tea party."
Oh, God. Okay. I think that's it for us.
Make sure everybody says bye this time.
Okay, yes. Thank you for tuning in for episode 8 of the Nerdcast podcast. I go by the name of Toner.
I'm Joe Dust, Australia. I love you, Gold Coast. Any of you females want to hit me up, you hit me up, girl. And you hit me up on the Facebook. No, you hit me up on the Twitter. I ain't got Facebook.
This is Aaron. Thanks.
Matt.
Jay.
Keep your doors and windows locked.
That was so rapey.
Yes, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Until next time, do whatever it is you do. Please.
Bikini tops, belly button ring and flip flops, hanging on some tailgate down a dirt road. The summertime, in July, holding her hand felt so right. Two silver lips gets me every time. Staring in an angel's eyes. It was summer on my tailgate. I let her tan lines get to me. Then the winds blew and the leaves changed. All she left me was photograph memories hanging right there on my wall. I hate when summer turns to fall. Never felt my heart beat like this. All these flashback memories in my head. I take advantage of every kiss. Close my eyes and take it all in. It was summer on that tailgate. I let her tail lights get to me. Then the winds blew and the leaves changed. All she left me was photograph memories hanging right there on my wall. I hate when summer turns to fall. Flashback memories hanging down a back road. Sex on the beach, drinks close as we got to the coast. That girl stole a part of my heart, I can't let her go. I can't let her go. It was summer on that tailgate. I let her tan lines get to me. Then the winds blew and the leaves changed.